Tomorrow's World Commentary, November 9th, 2024. Lessons for America from Ancient Israel's Final Years by Josh Lyons. Read by William Williams. Article begins. Americans just elected Mr. Donald Trump as the next President of the United States. Many other officials were also elected. Will the new president, vice president, and other elected leaders solve the nation's enormous problems? What is in store for America? Tomorrow's world often reiterates the biblical truth that the peoples of the United States and Great Britain descend from ancient Israel. See our free booklet, The United States and Great Britain in Prophecy. With that in mind, we can see how the last years of ancient Israel foreshadow America's future. Let's begin with 2 Kings chapter 17, verses 5 and 6. Now the king of Assyria went throughout all the land, and went up to Samaria, and besieged it for 3 years. In the 9th year of Hosea, the king of Assyria took Samaria, and carried Israel away to Assyria. Ancient Israel, composed of God's chosen people, was conquered by the mighty and brutal Assyrian Empire, with large numbers of the Israelites deported to parts of Assyria. Other verses explain why God allowed his chosen people to be conquered by pagan Assyria. Continuing in verses 7 and 8 and verse 11 of 2 Kings chapter 17, "For so it was that the children of Israel had sinned against the Lord their God, who had brought them up out of the land of Egypt, from under the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And they had feared other gods, and had walked in the statutes of the nations whom the Lord had cast out from before the children of Israel, and of the kings of Israel, which they had made. There they burned incense on all the high places, like the nations whom the Lord had carried away before them, and they did wicked things to provoke the Lord to anger." Again, 2 Kings chapter 17, verses 7 and 8, and verse 11. God allowed Israel to fall, and its people to be taken captive because of their prolonged sin and lack of repentance. Verse 18 describes that the Lord was very angry with Israel, and removed them from his sight. And ancient Israel's fate foreshadows that of America, which is following in its ancestors' footsteps. The sad truth is that America's sins are not only increasing, but celebrated, as Isaiah prophesied long ago. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20. Like many nations today, the United States increasingly resembles the wicked cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, as Mr. Gerald Weston wrote in a 2022 article, "Sliding Toward Sodom." People protest, chant, cheer, and vote to protect what they call their fundamental right, quote-unquote, to kill their own children. Sexual perversions abound amid parades and celebration. Government agencies and media outlets claim that men can get pregnant and give birth. These are just a few of the obvious and egregious abominations that have seeped into Americans' daily lives. There are also less obvious abominations that permeate American culture, such as breaking God's Sabbath, taking his name in vain, using vulgar language, idolatry, lying, and mistreating the poor. Israel committed these sins, and America does so today. God's anger against the breaking of his Sabbaths and the use of idols is proclaimed in Ezekiel chapter 20. God always gives the same solution to a sinful people. "Turn from your evil ways, and keep my commandments and my statutes, according to all the law which I commanded your fathers, and which I sent to you by my servants, the prophets." 2 Kings 17, verse 13. God sent prophet after prophet to warn ancient Israel that it must repent or suffer dire punishment. But Israel, like Sodom and Gomorrah, Nineveh, and the Assyrian Empire, and other nations and cities, met its end because of sin. We at Tomorrow's World take no pleasure in preaching that America will meet an unpleasant end because of its increasing wickedness, but we are compelled to do so based on the prophecies and instructions of Almighty God. Our hope is that Mr. Trump and others will lead Americans in sincere and deep repentance. See the 2021 article, "The Inauguration Speech America Needed." If America does not humbly repent of its many sins, the time will come when God removes America from his sight. Israel's final year was 721 BC. If America doesn't repent, what will its last year be? The Bible explains that ultimately, every nation of the past and present suffers from sin, deceived and led by Satan the devil. 1 John chapter 5, verse 19. As America and all nations come to their last years, as predicted in many Bible prophecies, let us pray that the inauguration day, quote-unquote, come soon, when Jesus Christ's return establishes a new kingdom on earth that will never fall. End of article. Literature Offer. The topic of America's decline and prophesied fall is a sobering but important one, as the Bible describes. Please order the free booklet, the aforementioned The United States and Great Britain in Prophecy, or watch our telecast, The End of America, for more in-depth information.